welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. I've been sharing a message I've entitled Walk in the Light, and we've been looking at a scripture found in the first epistle of John, the first chapter, verse 7. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Praise God. Beloved, as the eyes of our understanding are opened, we are seeing Christ in the full glory and strength of His power and might. We know that in Him we are more than conquerors. Beloved, you have to see Him, the unveiled Christ. What does that unveil? Is that Greek word apokalypsis? That's what the word, the revelation of Jesus Christ, that final book in the Bible. It's the revelation, it's the unveiling of Jesus Christ, who He is. Who He is and what He came to do. And not only are we to have an unveiling and understanding of who Jesus is, the person of the second person of the Trinity, but also we are to see Christ unveiled in us, in our lives, in our mortal bodies. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. So in all that we do, each one of you, beloved, are able ministers of the gospel of reconciliation. If you've accepted Jesus, if you have a personal relationship with Him, if you have allowed the Holy Spirit to come and dwell in your heart by faith, then He who has begun a good work in you is going to be faithful to complete it unto that day when Jesus Christ comes back to set up His kingdom. When you stand before Him, you will be received as a beloved child of God. He won't be your judge. He will be there to welcome you and to give you your rewards for your service for Him. And so, beloved, that's why it's so important. Not that, you know, looking for rewards, but anything that's not built on the foundation of Jesus, if it's not gold or silver or precious stones, if it's wood, hay, or stubble, it's going to be burned up in God's fires of holiness and discernment. Anything we do that does not really count for the kingdom, if we do it in our own pride, if we do it from wrong motives, it is God who searches our heart. And we want to be found perfect and complete in Him, where our hearts and our lives have been surrendered to Him so that Jesus can be glorified. Praise God. And so the scripture in Psalms that says, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. This is a spiritual work that God is doing. And the Lord Himself is building the house, building the body of Christ. And it is our role, our responsibility, our duty to hear from Him, to know, to allow Him to lead us, to place and position us in the body as He sees fit. And beloved, when that occurs, then there's no need for striving or jealousy or competition or disunity, because each one of us fulfill a very important and very specific and necessary role in the total picture. Now, we might not be able to see it. We might look at someone and think, well, you know, they don't have much of a ministry, but only God knows the people they're going to influence and affect. And only the Spirit of God and the mind of God knows how this is all working together. Are you kidding? Our little pea brains, we can't figure out much of anything. We can't even figure out what's going on in our own lives half the time. So we have to trust the Spirit of the Lord. We have to trust Jesus and have the mind of Christ. And if we allow Christ to rule in our lives, the problems of the world and our own lives will be much easier to handle. As we see Him, praise God, we are changed from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of God. And beloved, I know right now there are many of God's precious people who are going through some very, very difficult times, troublesome times, shocking times, traumatic times. But beloved, if that's you, if you are going through a very difficult personal time in your life, know that we just have to stand on the promises of God. Reason, logic might not offer you any satisfaction, but you have to trust in faith that God is, He's working in you. That which is well-pleasing in His sight. He will not allow you to be tested above what you are able, but with every temptation, He'll make a way of escape. He's wanting you to trust Him, even though the way may seem dark, because the light of His presence will shine upon you, and He's going to show you the way in which to walk. Beloved, I know what it is to hurt. I know what it feels like to have your whole world come crashing down, as if there's no hope, there's no future. But that is your emotional response, and we all tend to lean and rely on our emotions. This, our whole society is all based on what you feel like, what's your emotions. But as Christians, it is our spirit man that is led by the Spirit of God and the Word of God that should control us. Our emotions are good. They're very powerful agents that bring significance to our lives. They motivate us, but they have to be submitted to the Spirit of God, or we'll just run wild. We'll be up one day, down the next. We'll be walking in depression and unbelief and doubt, and be tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. But beloved, God has better things for you. He wants you to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. When you are weak and your spirit is broken and you feel like you can't take another step or go another day, it is God's love and His very nature to put things back together again. It's He that can make everything all right. He can make a way for you, beloved. God creates wholeness and order out of chaos. God's salvation offers not only spiritual health, but has physical benefits as well. If you keep the word in your heart, it's health to your bones, to your physical body, your physical man. And Jesus not only left us a set of principles to follow in His word, but knowing our frame, that it is but dust, He's given us the most wonderful promise. He promises to go with us every day, every step of the way, to be with us daily. Jesus said, always, always, even unto the ends of the earth, the ends of the age, He will not suffer us to be tempted above that we are able, but with the temptation make a way of escape for us. And that escape is Christ, in whom we are complete. There's, I don't know where it is, but it's in Psalms. When my heart is overwhelmed within me, lead me to a rock that is higher than I. You know, I just feel the precious, gentle anointing of the Holy Spirit, and I know He wants to reach out to some of you who are going through some very dark times. And Father, right now I pray that You will touch Your beloved. You know that it is beyond their strength and their ability. And Father, You said in Your word You would be a very present help in the time of trouble. Where there's confusion, Father, You can bring enlightenment. You can bring clarity. Where there's darkness, You can bring light. Where there's sorrow, You can bring joy unspeakable and full of glory. Father, You give us an abiding peace. If our minds are stayed upon You, You will keep us in perfect peace. Father, You have so much for us. And Father, right now I'm asking by the anointing of the Holy Spirit that You will make Your presence so real to Your beloved right now. I come against the forces of hell, demonic entities of oppression and sickness and disease and worry and doubt and confusion. The Lord rebuke you, Satan. And in the name of Jesus, Father, I declare deliverance, Lord, that they shall be made whole, that they shall feel hope surge in their hearts, that faith will be ignited, and they will know that You are with them. They will fear no evil. Yea, though they go through the valley of the shadow of death, they will fear no evil. And even in the presence of their enemies, You will anoint their head with oil, and their cup will run over. Surely, Lord, goodness and mercy shall follow them all the days of their lives. And, Lord, at the end, we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So, Father, I thank you for your goodness in Jesus' name. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, yea, receive my comfort, receive the impartation of my fellowship, of my presence. Know that I am with you. Even though the way seems dark ahead, the light of my presence will give you light for each step. My word is a lamp unto your path, a light unto your step, and you shall know that I will cause you not to be led astray, and you won't turn to the left or to the right, but I will lead you safely, and you will not be dismayed, and you will not be forsaken. And though you fall, yet, and though you sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light unto you, beloved. Trust me and love me and know that I am with you, and I will make a way. I will cause, yea, streams in the desert, and I will cause my provision in the wilderness, and you shall see your God love you and cherish you with an everlasting love, with a personal love. You shall see my intervention in your life in personal ways, not just in the great and major things that you face, but in the small, simple, day-to-day events of your life. But you must watch for me, and you must see my hand bringing you out into the fullness of my desire for you. I love you, beloved, and I ask you to love me back today and praise me, for I am your God, and I will not fail nor forsake you, says the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We will have light shed increasingly, beloved, on our pathway, and he will increase our knowledge concerning the Lord's inheritance and the saints. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have glorious power vested in us as we stand complete in him. Praise God. Well, I thank you for joining me today. I invite you to tune in tomorrow. And if you have prayer needs, the announcer will give our contact information. If at any point you would like to rehear a broadcast, feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you can listen anytime at your convenience. I love you, and I do pray for you every day. UCM Partners, of course, I do, but my radio family, some of you have never written. Nonetheless, I still pray for you and ask for God's very best in your life. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.